Your voicemail service has been restored. You have 5 new voicemails.
Hi, honey. Oh, sorry to call you so soon after you left for your next project. And I know you said reception there is terrible, so I don't even know if you'll get this, but something really weird happened this morning, and I'm worried. And I really feel like I need your advice on how to handle this. This morning, when he left for his college class, our son, he kissed me. And I know, he's always given me a little peck goodbye when he leaves, but this was not like that. He tried to actually properly kiss me, his own mom. And it happened so fast. He said goodbye, and then he leans in and he pressed his lips against mine and held himself there. I don't know why, but I froze. I was waiting for him to pull away, but he never did. And it felt like it was so long. Then I felt his lips open, and he tried to push his tongue into my mouth, which is when I finally snapped into reality and turned away. Before I could even start to ask him what the hell he thought he was doing, he'd run out the door. And that was this morning, and now he's going to be home any minute, and I don't know what I'm supposed to say to him. Look, I know you told me once that all guys have had thoughts like that about their mothers, but I never thought our son would be the one of the ones to actually try and act on it. I thought they only thought that sort of thing about their moms that still act and dress like they're 20, not an actual mom like me. I don't think he would have tried if you were still here, and I honestly don't even know where to begin with this. How do I tell him it's not appropriate? Never mind legal, and let him down without completely embarrassing him or ruining our relationship. Look, just call me when you get a chance, okay? All right, bye. I love you. Hey again. I know you're probably busy, but it's been a couple of days and you have not called me back. Anyway, turns out we didn't need to worry about our son being embarrassed. Oh no. I told him I wanted to have a serious conversation with him about that kiss, and he runs up to his room. And I'm thinking to myself, he's ashamed. I better go easy on him. But no. When I go to his door and go in to speak to him, guess what? That little fucker is laying there on his bed, naked, just smiling at me. I froze again, partly because, like, what is he thinking is going to happen? And also because why the heck is he so huge? I genuinely thought he was just letting his arm rest across his lap, but no. I'm subjected to the image of my son's bizarrely large dong and balls right there in front of me. It gets worse. I start sputtering, and the little shit starts stroking the damn thing and asks me, "What did you want to talk about, Mom?" I didn't know what to do, so after staring for too long, I just ran to our room and slammed the door. And now I've been trying to avoid him these past few days because I don't know what to do about his behavior, but I can't avoid him. In fact, I think he's making a point to be around me. He keeps smiling at me, complimenting me, brushing against me as he moves past me, surprise hugging from behind, pressing his erection against me before I can get away, and while just helping me around the house a lot more. It is nice, after his teenage years, to have him be so affectionate toward me, and And I do get lonely when you're away. But it turns my stomach knowing where this affection is coming from. And I cannot get that grotesque image of his thing out of my head. I really need your help with this before he does something I cannot forgive him for. Oh, shit. Oh, he's coming. Hang on. Hey, sweetie. Did you want me to fix you something to eat or no? No, don't. Don't you dare. Don't you. Oh my God. You just, I can't believe. Why was that so good? Wait, what the fuck am I saying? No, that was too far. Get up to your room. We are talking about this problem of yours right now, young man. What the hell just happened? That was incredible. Oh shit, the phone. No, put it down. I told you. I'm not doing that. Because he'll hear. No, stop. Hey, honey. So I don't know how much you got at the end of that last voicemail last week. Please hang it up. No, don't. I spoke to our son about his behavior and we came to an agreement on how to handle it until you can call me back, and only until you call back. And then we'll all have a long, hard discussion about how inappropriately he's been treating me since you left. Please just hang up now. He's gonna know. So, honey, please call me back as soon as you can. It's really important that we sort this out as soon. Oh my God. God, so much calm again. Even after this morning, your father. What? You didn't hang up? Can you please just stop while I make this call? Oh, God. Oh. All right, sweetie. You're so bad to your mommy. Oh, God. Oh, hey, honey. Hey again. So, another week without a call. I feel like maybe you're not taking this issue as seriously as, God, as we are. Oh, God, baby. Careful, not so deep so soon. It's just that neither of us were really satisfied with the arrangement that I spoke about last time. We've made some changes. Now things are much better. To both of us. This arrangement is definitely very satisfying. But it would be nice to hear from you. To hear of what you think of everything that's going on here. Not that there's anything that you should be worried about, but you know, I value your opinion. It's just that if you don't call soon, I don't know what I'll do. Keep us both happy. He might think you don't care. What he's trying to do to me with this huge cock. He might think I'll give in to him, which obviously, I will. Let our son have his way with me. Yes. Fuck. I'm gonna let him fuck me in our bed as much as he wants. Yeah. I'll let our son fuck me and come inside me every day while you're gone. And even when you get back. He's too big. I'll never be satisfied by you again. Yes. He's about to fill me up again. This is the third time today. Listen, honey. Listen to our baby boy come inside his mommy right now. Yes, my baby. Fill mommy up. Yes, make me all yours. Yes. Does being back inside mommy make you feel good, sweetie? Does it feel like home in mommy's arms? Come here. So now you know what's been happening here in the past few days. Look, I know this is a lot to take in, but I do still want you to call me. Bye. Hey, honey. So I got in touch with the cell company, and they let me know about the issues in your area. And that you might not even be getting these. But you know, that doesn't explain why it's been 2 months and you couldn't even go to a landline or send an email or anything. But that's not why I'm calling you again. I'm sure you can tell what we're doing here right now. I have something important to say, and I wanted both of the men in my life to hear it together. Remember, before you left, you told me you wished our family was bigger, and I told you I would think about getting my IUD taken out while you were away. Well, I did. I did get it taken out a while ago. Yes. You know what I'm talking about now, don't you? The reason I called. Sweetie, I'm pregnant. Yes, baby boy. You made your mommy pregnant with the perfect cock she gave you. I'm so happy we all get to share this special moment together as a family. Yeah, mommy loves you so much, baby. I can't wait to have our baby. I bet you can't wait to see mommy's tits getting bigger and milky, can you? Anyway, if you do ever get this message, call me back or don't. Fuck mommy hard, sweetie. I am all yours.